To begin with, try sitting a little taller in your seat, opening the shoulders and relaxing them slightly too. Closing your eyes in your own time and putting both feet on the floor. Try dropping your attention into the feet, tuning into whatever physical sensations you might notice there. And then try shifting your attention up through the legs, the ankles, calves, knees, upper legs, until you come into the sensations of sitting, tuning in to how the body feels as it sits here, noticing any sensations of touch or contact or pressure. And then tuning into the sensations of breathing. No need to do anything or change it in any way, but see if you can notice the chest or the stomach gently rising as you breathe in and falling as you breathe out. As a kind of experiment, I'm going to say a particular word, and then see if any thoughts or feelings happen when you hear that word. The word is school. What kind of thoughts, if any, come up when I say school? Do you notice any slight changes in how your body seems to feel when I say the word? If you don't register any shift, then that's fine. Just be with your regular breathing. If the word school brings up any worries or unhappiness, then try taking your attention back into the lower half of the body for a few moments. Or maybe taking one or two slightly longer breaths, seeing if this helps to settle the mind a little. What about a different word? The next word is exams. Just notice whatever thoughts or feelings arise when you hear exams. If nothing happens, that's fine. Just stay with the rise and fall of your breathing. If you do notice a change in your thoughts or the feelings in your body, and it makes you feel anxious or uneasy, as exams so often do, see if you can practice dropping your attention into your feet and wiggling your toes. Try breathing out any stress that may have come with these thoughts. Of course, if this is too uncomfortable, then just open your eyes and stop the practice. But remember that it's natural not to like exams and not to like the feelings that they bring with them. The idea here is that without any pressure, you're just becoming a little bit more familiar with these thoughts and feelings, so that when they happen in the future, you have a way of dealing with them. You don't be them. Notice them. Feel the sensations of your feet on the floor. And tune in to the breathing. Maybe even taking a couple of slightly deeper breaths. feeling the sensations of your feet on the floor. And now trying something different. What thoughts and feelings come up when you hear the word fun? Just sitting here with whatever you notice when you hear me say fun. Does that now feel any different in the mind or the body? And just one last thing. How does it feel if, sitting here, with the rise and fall of your breathing, you try smiling just a little bit? Simply turning the corners of your mouth up a tiny bit so that anybody watching would hardly even notice. And breathe. What difference, if any, does this make? And to end the practice, try doing a dot B, but with your eyes open now. Dropping your attention into the lower half of the body. Feeling the feet pressing on the floor. Feeling the weight of the body, solid and stable. Sitting here in this moment. Noticing that even with eyes open, you might rest your attention on the sensations of breathing. The gentle rising and falling of the chest or stomach. See if you can make a mental note of where you find it easier to feel this breathing. Is it the chest or stomach, or even the nose or throat? At any time of day, whatever is happening, remember you can come back to this. You can dot B at any moment. Just shift your attention into the feelings of the feet on the floor and into the physical sensations of breathing.